531.
The Pacifica Network Wairiki kicked off the inaugural Pacifica Networking Funnel last night at Te Manawaroa, University of Waikato, Tauranga. The purpose of the networking funnel was to bring together and connect Pacifica people, leaders and organisations with an interest in engaging Pacifica communities. Bay of Plenty, a public service lead and director of education, Ezra Schuster, joins us now for more. Mārosoi fōu, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Ezra.
Title for lover, Brian. Pleasure to be here this morning.
Firstly, of course, Ezra, tell us more about last night's networking funnel.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned in your introduction, Brian, it was a fantastic evening. The first time, I think, across the Bay of Plenty, Wairiki, that we've been able to bring key Pasifika leaders, organisations, providers, and also organisations that really care deeply about engaging Pasifika as well. So we had approximately last night probably about just over 70 people attend, which is a lot more than what we anticipated. And as you probably know, our region is quite diverse geographically, so to be able to bring those people together was great. So, fantastic start last night.
Can you tell us about some of the things that took place last night, whether it be speakers or just in terms of, some of the organisations represented at the networking event?
Yeah, sure. Probably firstly, I just really want to acknowledge the University of Waikato Tauranga campus for hosting us. Matua Tamati and Jonathan, who was the director on campus there. And one of our keynote speakers last night was Dr. Hehaka Hemi, who was the head of Pacific Studies at the university, a fantastic Hawaiian academic based here in the Bay. And so it was just been great having her come along and speak as the host. In terms of, that was University of Waikato hosted us. In terms of representation there, we had all the key Pasifika NGOs in the house. So we had the Rotorua Pacific Trust, the Tauranga Pacific Trust, we had other new, and also Pacific in the Bay, another fairly new trust in the region as well. So having those key NGOs in the room alongside other Pacifica professionals was a fantastic opportunity, and something we probably haven't done before in this region.
So the inaugural event last night, how did it all come about? And maybe just, leading off from your last point, maybe why it's taken this long for an event of this type?
Yeah, no, listen, it's a great question, and I do want to acknowledge those providers, as well as a good friend Ati from the Bay of Plenty Rugby, Namuta Botasi from the Bay of Plenty Regional Council. It all came about, as I mentioned, Bay of Plenty is a really geographically diverse region, socially and culturally. Obviously, a very small Pasifika population. But in saying that as well, Taupo, Rotorua, Tauranga tend to focus in on themselves and do that together. However, if COVID has taught us anything, it's about how do we collaborate and work collectively together. And so the opportunity to bring together regional leaders across the region was really the catalyst for this. So it was about not only acknowledging those together regionally, and so it was just a discussion really at Tanoa that several of us have been having across the region for the last few months, really. And I do also want to acknowledge Mel Cottingham at the University of Waikato, who's quite a staunch education advocate that has been talking about actually how do we bring our leaders together.
In terms of the Pasifika community there in the Bay of Plenty, what is the breakdown, please, Ezra?
Yeah, well, it's Brian, it's fairly small. We make up 3% of the population within the Bay. And I guess one of the things that many of us had said yesterday is although our population across the Bay is small, the issues are the same. The scale is different. So we're not Auckland, we're not Wellington, we're not Christchurch in terms of our numbers. But the issues our communities face are the same that the issues in our Auckland whānau face as well. And so, the size makes it a challenge too, because geographically, they're quite isolated. And so to be able to get access to or even to connect with other Pasifika people is not as easy as it is in some of the bigger areas.
No doubt those in attendance last night would have, you know, really enjoyed an event, you know, the event, of course. Where to from here in terms of, you know, establishing those networks or other upcoming events in the calendar year, Ezra?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. So one of the goals yesterday was really to do three things. One is just to connect our people together. An opportunity, a forum for them to meet. Secondly, was just getting a really good, strong database of those people as well. And thirdly, is, you know, this is the start of a movement. So the goal is to run a Pasifika Networking Whanau quarterly every year. So actually, the next networking Whanau across the region is planned for probably late September. And we'll look to host it in Rotorua, talking to a few people there. Organisations who are quite keen to host that. We've got a few already that have put their hands up. So we'll look to have the next one is late September, and then one at the end of this year as well. Venue and region or area to be determined, but the goal is to have three before the end of this year.
Awesome. Before you go, tell us a little bit about the work that Bay of Plenty Wairiki does there in the Bay of Plenty.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I think I'm exceptionally proud of is particularly the work that our NGOs do. Now, I obviously work across in the public service as well, and no doubt that our people do some really good work, but the work that the likes of Avenue, the Rotorua Trust, the Tauranga Trust, Pacific and the Bay Trust, they do some fantastic work supporting a lot of our whānau, particularly those who are recently arrived from the islands in that social sector space. However, I guess the opportunity, I guess, is now to how do we support and enable not only the social sector, but also we've also got some fantastic Pacific people, business owners that we probably weren't aware of, professionals and government departments. So the opportunity to bring together community, public sector, private sector, and the important sector, social sector, is going to be really important for us. So now there's some great work happening in those respective cities and the work that a lot of our NGOs do.
Director of Education and Regional Public Service Lead, Bay of Plenty Wairiki, Ezra Schuster. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Ezra. Really appreciate it. And of course, for September and ongoing events, all the very best. Whaftai tele lava, Yamanwea.
Yamanwea. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.